defense spending plans. Wins News Time, 7:57. Now a commentary by Rabbi Mark Tenenbaum of the American Jewish Community.
Imagine the world without them. Without Sigmund Freud, Albert Einstein, Jonas Salk, Marc Chagall, Leonard Bernstein, Louise Nevelson, and Admiral Hyman Rickover. Imagine the world without digitalis, insulin, streptomycin, the microphone, God Bless America, and Polaroid cameras. Each of these life-saving medicines or creative inventions was discovered by an American Jew. When Leonard Yassin portrayed in his just-published book, The Jesus Connection, to triumph over anti-Semitism, the diverse contributions of American Jews to enriching every level of American life, he was not engaging in ethnic self-congratulation. Rather, Mr. Yassin, who is a distinguished businessman, was trying to make sense out of a deep contradiction in Western culture. For centuries, he writes, millions of Christians have venerated Jesus the Jew and yet have denigrated the Jewish people whom he loved. The contradiction is stretched further, Mr. Yassin states, when people who harbor anti-Semitic attitudes, such as Louis Farrakhan, have no compunctions about living off the creative achievements of gifted American Jews portrayed in this book. Especially fascinating are two introductions to the Jesus Connection by the Reverend Billy Graham and Father Theodore Hesburgh, president of Notre Dame University. In urging Christians to read the book, Dr. Graham writes, few topics are of more crucial importance than the question of Jewish-Christian relations in the modern world. The challenge is to overcome the intolerance, the misunderstandings and tensions of the past, and to move toward a better understanding and mutual respect of each other's positions. Leonard Yassin's The Jesus Connection is a major contribution toward realizing that important goal. This is Rabbi Mark Tenenbaum of the American Jewish Committee.
The views expressed in the preceding commentary are not necessarily the views of WINS. Wins News Time, 7:59.